I did say that we were catching up with the opposition leader, Matthew Guy, and there's a fair bit on the agenda to have a chat to him about. We spoke with Richard Dennis a little earlier from the Australian Institute about high immigration, and he was probably telling us stuff that we already know, in that there is a bursting almost of the population, and we just can't cope, be it from a hospital point of view, schools, roads, public transport, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what we desperately need as we come up to this state election in November is somebody to stand up and tell us how the crush is going to be alleviated. Maybe this man has the answer, the opposition leader in Matthew Guy. Good morning to you.
Morning, Tony.
Well, first of all, can I just ask you about the legalisation of marijuana first, which has taken up a chunk of the show this morning? What's your stance on that?
We don't have any plans to legalise that. If there's medicinal reasons, I'll take the advice of the medical profession. But the federal and state governments have cannabis oil trials that we support, and that's part of the extent of it at the moment.
But in terms of recreational use, legalising it is not on the agenda?
No, it hasn't been on my party's agenda, and I don't see it coming on.
All right, let's talk about the crush that is Melbourne suburbs and city at the moment. How are you going to fix it?
Well, it's a good topic because I think it's about time that Australia, and indeed our state, had a sensible discussion about population. Every discussion for the last 20 years in this topic is either couched in people being accused of all kinds of prejudices and the like, but we need to have a sensible, rational, reasonable discussion about where do we want our state and our country to be in, say, the year 2100. I mean, Tony, what kind of Australia, what kind of Victoria are we going to hand over to future generations, my kids, your kids, our grandkids? And that is central. Population is central to everything a government does. Melbourne is growing at about 128,000 people a year. Victoria, 146,000 a year. So the vast majority of our growth is in Melbourne. My plan, the Liberal and National Party's plan, for the last 3 years has been to talk around decentralisation. Yes, there are certainly parts of our outer urban growth areas that are squeezing like never before. You know, my in-laws are in Casey. I go down and see the roads down there. They change. It's incredible how full they are. You know, I used to live in South Morang and watch a house go up every week. You know, we have to do something different. And what is different is to decentralise our population, not keep growing Victoria all through Melbourne, which is what we've been doing for the last 30 years.
But Matthew, I suppose the frustrating thing sitting here listening to you is that you've spoken about sensible discussions and talk, but that seems to be all that we do, all that you do in terms of politicians, because I think the time has come to stop the talking, to stop the discussions and actually get something done. Now, I know you're going to throw the East West Link back on my face, but...
No, I'm not. Not at all.
But how many more years can we just sit around and talk about it? Well, I mean, something's got to be done, and that's what we're after.
Well, part of the reason for launching my population task force was to have the discussion around just how big Australians want our country to be.
But there you go again, Matthew, a discussion. We don't want discussion. We want action.
Your point of view might be different to many of your listeners, might be different to mine. Do you want 50 million, 100 million, 20 million? What kind of Australia do you want? And I think everyone needs to have a role in telling us what they want. I mean, we're going to get, as you said, a different point of view. Governments can say, well, a big Australia is what we want, so that's what we're getting.
Mm.
Now, many people don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. But we do need to have a fair discussion about, well, what's it mean if you reduce our migration or you put pressures on certain places where people can live? There are effects if you do that, but we have to have a rational discussion. That's why I've got a population task force. To lead into a population commission, to actually have a sensible plan around how we grow all of our state, not just one part of it, that's Melbourne.
Well, what's the priority?
The priority is to decentralise, and to do that, to grow your population, you've got to grow jobs. And, you know, we had regional growth funds and the like, which have been scrapped, but, you know, they need to be reinstated. We actually need to have government services that move out to regional Victoria to show industry that government too is committed to regionalisation and decentralisation. We need to encourage land growth outside of Melbourne rather than just expanding our boundary every few years. You know, it just comes down to how we grow our state. You know, Great Britain is exactly the same size as Victoria, 227,000 square metres. They've got 60 million, but we've got 6.5 million.
Yeah, but I think they plan for the future, though. That's the difference.
Well, obviously, what they do have is a number of cities with smaller footprints. Now, you know, where are our next population growth fronts? They can't just be in outer urban areas. One of them has been the downtown area of Melbourne. That's why I brought on as a minister. You see skyscrapers in the city. People say, well, why do you approve skyscrapers? Because people can walk to work. They can walk to their supermarket. They can walk to a park. We don't want them to own a car. The reason you bring in land new regional centres like Warragul-Druin, for instance, is to take the pressure off places like Casey, Sardinia, or on the western side of Melbourne, the same thing. It's one of the reasons I want a minister for Geelong to manage Geelong's growth sustainably. Tony, I'll just say it again. We can't keep growing Victoria in the same way for the next 30 years as we have the last 30 years. The next election, I'll give Victorians a choice of more of the same or something different, and they'll make that choice.
But, you know, you talk about decentralisation. I mean, surely for hundreds, thousands of people, day in, day out, who are squeezed onto trains, you know, that is the priority, public transport. If you've got the public transport right, then you can take cars off the road.
Well, that's true, but, of course, the core problem there is that we're all going the same way. Everyone's going to the central city area of Melbourne. You know, the government's plan at the moment is to dip a few level crossings and build a railway tunnel and say she'll be right. Well, it won't be right. I mean, we're about to add the population of Brisbane to Melbourne in the next 20 years. Say that again. That's what ABS statistics forecast, Tony. We're going to put the population of Brisbane in Melbourne. Now, I think we need to do something different to alleviate that level of growth. 2 million people in the next 20-odd years in Melbourne is going to be horrendous, bad as it is now at 5 million. To take that pressure off, you have to provide, whether it's tax, planning, local government incentives, transport incentives, to people not just to live but to work outside of a metropolitan area. And that's what we need to do.
So if you've got 2 million people coming into Melbourne over the next 20 years, I thought it might have actually been a little more than that, but if you've got 2 million coming into Melbourne over the next 20 years, how many of those are immigrants? And an extension of that is, do we need to slow that rate down?
Well, that is about 60 to 65%. So that is a variable figure that you can obviously have a direct impact on. You can do that. The other one, which people don't often talk about, is since 1997, our state has been on at people from other states. Historically, a lot of people from other states. It's not what's happening anymore. People are coming back to Victoria. And, of course, people in their 30s and 40s are having three children a lot more so than they used to. So more than, you know, I'm one of two. My wife's one of two. We've got three. It's a perfect example. So the birth rate is higher amongst that demographic. So, you know, we are growing, but where we're growing, we have to manage where we're growing. And so I say decentralisation is absolutely central to that.
If I can get back to the question, do we need to slow the rate of immigration? I mean, if you're talking about 60 or 70% of those 2 million over the next 20 years being immigrants, do we need to put the brakes on?
Well, I don't think that's the answer. I think the answer is where we're growing, not how we're growing. And where we're growing is very important. And whether we use our visa classifications to encourage people through those regional centres like we used to. When my mum's family came to Australia, they wouldn't have lived in the Latrobe Valley. When many people came to Australia, they went to Shepparton or Geelong. Now, of course, the central driver there was jobs. And that's what we need to look at, about the kind of industries that are going there to encourage job growth outside of Melbourne. Planning, taxation, local government incentives, land incentives, power and electricity affordability was one of our advantages. We've given it up. We need to get it back. You know, it's a plan to grow our state differently, Tony. That's what we need to do.
Right, OK, then. You're heading over to Carrum today. What's the announcement there?
Oh, just having a look at one of the local bowling clubs down there. Local sporting announcements, I think, are very important. They go down to our livability in our suburbs. What we're just talking about, making sure that people don't drive, you know, 5, 10, 20 kilometres just to get some local facilities. But, you know, as I think, as you've said, you're obviously seeing a lot of political activity in the suburbs, and they'll know there'd be a lot of that until the election.
All right, and just before I let you go, I just noticed Brendan Donoghue from Channel 7's newsroom tweeting, Premier Andrews says Liberal leader Matthew Guy and MP Tim Smith can settle confusion over Lib's drug trial policy. Smith says he'll get rid of it. Guy says keep heroin trial, but not ICE.
Oh, well, I think that after the revelation of the ICE in that facility, our position was that the thing should be closed down. I mean, you can't have ICE next door to a primary school. Anyone who thinks...
What about heroin, though?
Well, the whole thing is not a lolly shop. You don't pick and choose one or the other. The whole thing is that it has now got a facility where all of those are allowed, and I think it needs to, given that it's next to a primary school with methamphetamines, it should be shut down.
Okay, so, sorry, let's just be clear on this. What is the Liberal Party policy, then?
Exactly what was said before, that the facility shouldn't be there. We voted against it in the Parliament, and if the thing could be shut down, we would.
All right, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, thank you, the Liberal leader. The would-be Premier of Victoria, Matthew Guy.